Shalom, this is Billy Brim and
Hannah
coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, close by Branson, Missouri. Hannah's home from Tulsa for the Thanksgiving vacation, which is Thanksgiving is tomorrow. And but as we're doing this, I wanted Hannah to share with you because she has a very anointed prayer life. She's of this younger generation that the enemy's trying to steal. And But I know so many of them. Shannon sitting over here. And I know so many of you from Raymond, from ORU, and from other places where I go around the world. Younger generation, so turned on to God. And so powerful. Knowing powerful things. Hannah is used greatly by the Lord in prayer. And I got her to explain how it happened. And so you'll want to go back to the archives, which begin on Monday of this week, and you'll want to listen to her explain how she was filled with the Holy Spirit at the age of 6, and then how, after that, I ask her, because Hannah moved on into deep prayer, intercessory prayer, and she moved on into travail at a very young age. I'm going to give one example of Hannah's prayer life. Her Aunt Shelley and I were at the Dead Sea. Now, on one shore of the Dead Sea is Israel. That's our shore we were on. On the other shore is Jordan. Hannah sends me this long email. And she's, I don't know how old you were at that time, Hannah. Were you?
Middle school, 12.
Probably middle school. 12 years old. And she said, Hannah, she said, Mimi, I have a burden of prayer for a man named Amon. Do you know anyone named Amon? And how you described it, it was, do you remember that burden that you had? It was a deep.
Yeah.
You said it was a very, the way you explained it was a very heavy burden.
Mm-hmm.
And you were half tattling on your brothers. And then you were half telling about this deep burden that you wanted some help with.
Yeah.
You said, my brothers are making fun of me. That's Brandon, who's over here now, and Jared, who went to Go Ministries Bible School up in Minnesota and lives there. They're making fun of me, and I've got this burden of prayer. Now, Hannah, when you would get a burden of prayer,
yes,
what would you do, let's say, at the time?
Yield.
And you, yeah, just yield. And as you yielded to it, would you go to your bedroom or what?
Yeah, I would just go in a quiet place.
But you wouldn't remain quiet, would you?
No, I wouldn't.
What happened then when you would get yield to the burden?
The more I yielded, the more stronger I got.
The more stronger the burden got.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still that way today?
Yeah, and sometimes I would hold back because it was so strong. Sometimes, I mean, you know. So it's, yeah.
And
so
today, yeah. Is it the same way? How does it feel when a burden comes?
It's just something heavy. You just, it's like just in your, the pit of your stomach, you just have like a strong sensation of, I don't really know what to compare it to, but it's just like a knowing that you need to, you know, just yield to the Lord. So
you know you need to yield to the Lord, and you know you need to pray.
Yeah.
And then when you pray, sometimes it becomes loud, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so that's why you would go like to your bedroom, and your brothers would hear you, and what would they do?
Oh, goodness. That was such a long time ago. It's strange. You know, it's sometimes I think, you know, you don't want to get like flaky and say with the word, but just kind of different. They're like, you know, what are you doing?
Or something it is, like that.
It's different. Yeah.
It is a real thing from God.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not this intercessory prayer, this travail. There are different kinds of prayer.
Yeah.
It's not the prayer of faith. The prayer of faith is where you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. But the prayer of faith is primarily for you and your family, your realm of domain. This was something that the prayer of faith was not going to work for.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what it turned out to be. So she gave us the email. She was fussing about her brothers, not understanding her. And I said, don't be, I answered her back. I said, don't be concerned, Hannah. Yeah. Your mother's brothers didn't understand her. And now look at them. They're serving the Lord, preaching the gospel.
Seeing visions.
And seeing visions themselves, right. So I said, don't be concerned about your brothers. They'll come around. And but then I questioned you a little bit about more about the Amman thing. Well, she kept praying about Amman. And we were there, Shelley and I were there, and we were getting the Jerusalem Post every day. And they told, literally, Iraq did have weapons of mass destruction.
Mm-hmm.
They were buried in the Bekaa Valley. An Israeli at the north of Israel, where you stand right on the border looking over into Lebanon at Misgavam, and you can also see over into Syria. The security man at that post told us that they watched Iraq bury some of these weapons of mass destruction and that they were bacteria warfare, germ warfare, chemical warfare. And something even in a small container could wreak havoc on the world. And they buried them in the Bekaa Valley. Well, what had happened is someone had taken some of those, then they were put into a laboratory. Someone had taken some of those now under Syrian watch. They had been Iraqi and they turned to be Syrian. And they had taken some of those canisters, some of those things, and they had put them on three trucks. The three trucks headed out with them to bring terrorist activity. One of them was headed for Amman, Jordan. One of them was headed for a bridge between Israel and Jordan, the Allenby Bridge. And the other one, I'm forgotten where it was headed, but they never found it.
Mm-hmm.
However, they did find and stop the other two trucks. And one of them, even two, were headed to Jordan. And one of them to Amman. So what Hannah was praying about was that. Now the Holy Spirit, we prayed today about terrorist threats to America. And we prayed using the prayer of authority. But the Holy Spirit in that case used the prayer of intercession. And he put it on a little girl, 12 years old, whose brothers didn't understand. And she didn't understand. But I guess, Hannah, when you're praying in tongues, sometimes like a word you understand comes out. Was that what happened with the Amman?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you would keep hearing Amman, 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 and you would say it.
Yeah, just, I mean, it was so long ago, but I mean, that's what was probably the main thing that was really heavy on my heart was the word Amman. So I just knew that something was wrong.
So she emailed us about it. Well, then we saw what happened. She was faithful, though, to yield to the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And he may have put that on a whole lot of other people.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
But he surely did put it on our little relative. Shelley and I were right over there in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And he put it on someone that loved us and someone that we loved. She had no idea, I don't think, that she was praying about something. She didn't have any idea what she's praying about. Thought it was a man. But it was Amman, Jordan. And when they found the trucks and they confiscated it, I asked her, did the burden lift? Yes. The burden was gone. You can tell when the burden lifts, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
You get, how does that feel?
You just feel light and joyful and, you know. You know when something's gone, it's just like a weight is off you.
Okay, now I want to talk about that a little bit because old-time prayers used to know about this, Hannah. And sometimes our newer prayers don't know about it. They haven't been taught about it. They haven't seen it. Now, of course, you grew up under the ministry of Kenneth Hagin. And your mother grew up under his ministry.
Yes.
And Brother Hagin talked about it. And in his books, you went now to his Bible school, but you already knew as a young girl because you had heard Brother Hagin. You'd been in meetings with Brother Hagin.
Yeah.
And you knew about the spirit of intercession and you knew about yielding to the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. I mean, we heard that all the time. Mm-hmm. Yield to the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
You knew Rachel Tifa Tiller.
Mm-hmm.
You grew up under her. Yield to the Holy Ghost. I have this scripture here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and 5. Chapter 4 tells us about the rapture of the church. And then chapter 5 goes on and tells us about these last day things. And then it gives us some instructions how to behave. And it says in verse 16, 1 Thessalonians 5:16, rejoice evermore. That's what we're to be doing. Pray without ceasing. That means to live in an attitude of prayer where you can sense those promptings of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that you can sense a prompting of the Spirit any time of the day, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, I know you, Shannon was your roommate. Also, you had Jessica Peanut as your roommate. And I was in the car with you one night with Peanut when the burden came on you in the back seat. And mm-hmm. you yielded to it. And Peanut said she had gotten used to that, you know. And you'd gotten used to Peanut going into places and witnessing about Jesus.
Yeah.
I remember that same night we all paid the bill and came out, and she lingered in the mm-hmm. restaurant. Well, she was in there witnessing. But you stay in an attitude where you're like with Peanut when she sensed that God wanted her to speak to this person. And you sensed, because you're in an attitude, prayer is really, it's a two-way thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's communication with God.
Yeah.
You hear from Him as well as you do something. You just don't keep a constant chatter and never shut up. You are listening to God. You are working with God. You are going to yield to His promptings. And then it says, in everything give thanks. That's what we do. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And then the next verse says, quench not the Spirit. I think, Hannah, one way that can work is when the Spirit begins to move on you, when He begins to put a thought in your mind, He begins to put a burden of prayer on you, He tells you to pray for someone, whatever the prompting is, you don't quench it. We're told here, don't quench it.
Right.
What does quench mean? Well, it means if you're going to quench a fire, you're going to pour water on the fire.
Mm-hmm.
And put the fire out. So the Holy Ghost is a fire. And we're told here, don't put the fire out.
Mm-hmm.
Let the fire be aglow with the Spirit, aflame with the Spirit. And be ever conscious of the Holy Spirit's moving upon you. Praise the Lord. Thank God for a generation. Thank God for young people who know to move in the Spirit. And there are lots of them. And there are going to be lots, lots more because we're praying, because we're believing. And because God is moving and Jesus is coming. He's coming for a glorious church. And in that glorious church, some of the leading ones in the exploit doing are going to be the younger generation. They will do exploits like Daniel and David and Esther and Mary. Think of the mother of Jesus. She was just a teenager. Praise God for the kingdom of the light. Shalom. Until tomorrow.